It's a 36-21 lead for the Golden Tornado at the half. Tyler Friel with you on WBUT and the Trib Live High School Sports Network. Taking a look at what else is going on across 6A. We'll start in Section 1. North Hills taking on Pine Richland tonight. We don't have any score updates, but we thought we'd lay out the schedule for you. Seneca Valley making the trip to North Allegheny. It's an intriguing matchup inside the section as North Allegheny picked up their first section win earlier this week against the same Central Catholic team. In 6A, Section 2, Baldwin taking on Cannon McMillan, a much-needed win for the Big Macs. Peters Township at Mount Lebanon, probably the most intriguing game inside Section 2 tonight. And then Upper St. Clair will make the trip to Bethel Park, who is 8-4 on the season, however 0-3 inside their section. And then in Section 3, Fox Chapel at Penn Trafford, Hemfield at Connellsville, and Norwin at Latrobe. Golden Tornado working with a 36-21 lead. I think you got to be feeling pretty good if you're Butler right now. Things seem to be going your way. Not really a lot of mistakes. They've been having an opportunity to spread the ball around, obviously. You've seen a number of Golden Tornado players get involved in the action. Actually, to be specific, they've had 8 players register points in tonight's game. A little bit different look than what we saw against Pine Richland, just in terms of the style of play up and down the floor. However, Butler's still putting up 36 points. Nice effort in the first half, coming from a variety of different spots. Only 3 threes, and I say only 3 because, boy, you go back to not that long ago, and, you know, I just flip the page and I turn to North Allegheny and I look, and that's all I see are just a bunch of 3 balls for the Golden Tornado. So it's not that they've moved away from that. I just think the opportunities that they have are giving them different looks, and just in terms of what defenses are showing them, they're having an ability to drive the lane, to find some open shots just by driving to the basket, as opposed to a lot of these 3 balls. Now, they've taken their fair share of 3s, don't get me wrong, but it just doesn't seem like Butler is relying on that as much as they had in the past. Now, I don't expect that trend to continue. I still think this is a team that likes to shoot the 3, but if they're having an ability to get to the rack, it's nice to see Butler take advantage of some easy 2s and some easy layups, as well as designing offensive sets that are designed to get it underneath and designed to find some high percentage shots. So that's your halftime recap. Coming up after the break, we'll get you ready for the third quarter. You're listening to Butler Basketball on WBUT and the Trib Live High School Sports Network.
Your local McDonald's restaurants are now hiring, and they're looking for hardworking, enthusiastic individuals who want to be a part of a winning team. McDonald's believes a job is about seizing an opportunity to learn, grow, and succeed. They also offer a wide variety of benefits, such as flexibility, education, and professional skills. So if you enjoy working with people and love to learn new things, stop by your local McDonald's restaurant and apply in person, or visit McDonaldsTAM.com and click on Careers. McDonald's, committed to being America's best first job.
The law offices of Dillon, McCandless, King, Coulter, and Graham offer a comprehensive range of services in civil law, litigation, corporate, labor, real estate, zoning and land use, personal injury, and municipal and school law. With offices in Butler and Cranberry, their attorneys strive to provide clients with exemplary service, meeting all of your legal needs. Call Dillon, McCandless, King, Coulter, and Graham, 724-283-2200, or visit dmkcg.com.
If you're a working professional ready to move up in your career, Seton Hill University has a program just for you. Seton Hill's adult degree program offers flexible undergraduate degree courses in areas like accounting, criminal justice, business, and human services. The adult degree program has 5 start dates a year and offers convenient course times, financial aid, a 96% placement rate, and career services for life. Register for our next info session and learn more at setonhill.edu/ADP. Seton Hill University, this way up.
Quality roofing and quality siding, that's JP Roofing and Metal Buildings. With a 10-year manufacturer's labor warranty, they do residential and commercial buildings. Financing is available with no interest or no payments for 18 months. Serving East Pittsburgh, the South Hills of Pittsburgh, and Westmoreland County, JP Roofing and Metal Buildings is open 24 hours, or visit them online at jproofingandmetalbuildings.com. JP Roofing is quality long remembered, always at a fair price and with 35 years of experience. JP Roofing and Metal Buildings is quality roofing done right the first time.
36-21 the score. Golden Tornado in front of Central Catholic. Tyler Friel with you on WBUT and the Trib Live High School Sports Network. Central Catholic will begin the second half with the ball as they will move right to left on your radio dial in the away navy blue uniforms with the gold lettering and a white trim. Meanwhile, Golden Tornado in their home whites with the navy blue lettering and a Vegas gold trim. Well, we're underway, and we will initiate it with the starting fives back in the lineup for both teams. It's Mari Shipman, right side wing. Kicked corner to Zuban, underneath to Sarson, who is guarded by Scribner. Baseline move, kick back up top. Floater by Catanzarite is no good, and the rebound is pulled down by Morton. Feeds it up to Carney, right side wing. Carney skips a pass to Clement. Thought about the long three, instead he finds Luke Patton, who goes to Morton. Right back to Patton, drives, layup rejected. Rebound pulled down by Central Catholic. Loose ball on the floor, scooped up by Luke Patton, and the Golden Tornado are able to retain it. Carney drives and has his pass taken away by Mari Shipman. Shipman double-team, bounces a pass up to Catanzarite, finds a cutting Brian Zuban, who finishes at the rim. So a bit of a hectic start to the third quarter, but Central Catholic finds the first points of the half, 36-23. Morton guarded by Zuban. He triggers right to Luke Patton, who is picked up by Ben Sarson. Crossover move for Patton. Works his way to his right. Now goes Morton baseline. Morton's spin move. Tangled up on the way up. Draws the foul and makes the bucket. Foul is assessed to Anderson Sinkar, who picks up his first. And it will be the first of the half for the Vikings. Check that. We're going to change that. It's Brett Palmer. Sinkar's not in the game. So Brett Palmer will pick up his second, but it will still be the Central Catholic first foul. And Morton will look for his 13th point. It does not happen as Luke Patton is there for the rebound. He misses the putback, and Central Catholic gets the rebound. So it's a 38-23 lead for the Golden Tornado. 6:45 to go. Floater pass to Catanzarite. Right side wing. Picks up his dribble. Bounce pass to Palmer at the high post. He buries the turnaround jumper. And so the Golden Tornado now lead 38-25. Morton double team. Finds Luke Patton. Kicks right side wing. Long three by Maddox Clement is no good. But a nice rebound by Devin Carney, who finds a cutting Maddox Clement, who kicks it right back out to Morton. High screen from Scribner. Morton rolls to his left. Decides to take it back out and get near the half court line and reset this Golden Tornado offense. Now rolling to his right. Drives, kicks out wide. Three ball from Maddox Clement. This time, the sophomore hits it. He's got nine tonight. 41-25. Vikings, though, quickly with it the other way. Brett Palmer, left side wing. Picked up by Clement. Pumps a pass, and now we'll give it off to Catanzarite, who is picked up by Ethan Morton. He pumps a shot, looks to drive, gets to the foul line, circles back around, picks up his dribble, and is having trouble to find someone. And now he finds the cutting Ben Sarson, who works his way to the low block. He'll draw the foul, and Sarson will go to the line to shoot two as Scribner came from behind to get the arm of Sarson. So Scribner will pick up his first. It will be the first against the Golden Tornado of the half, and Sarson will make the trip to the line. He's 2 of 4 there tonight. The first is good. It hits the back of the rim. Travels a bit in the air before finding the nylon. Blackburn into the game. Sinkar will also check in for the Vikings. But Sarson will have another opportunity from the line. That one is up and good. Full court pressure now from Central. Morton double team. Has to tiptoe his way on the line, and now they say he stepped out of bounds. And the Golden Tornado will turn the ball over, and the Vikings will get it back. Morton asking for a push foul, and the official says, nah, no. So the Vikings will take over on the sideline. 41-27, Golden Tornado in front, 5:41 to go in the third. Inbounded to Sinkar, who gives it right back to Blackburn. Now right side pass to David Dean. David Dean, newly entered into this game, right side wing, will find Ben Sarson. Swung along the perimeter to Blackburn. Now corner left to Sinkar, back up top to Dean. Puts it on the deck to his right. Gives it a handoff to Sarson. Sarson now left-handed dribble, works his way back to the top of the key. Tosses it over to Sinkar, who then fires it across to Dean. Dean back on the floor, working against Maddox Clement. Drives, kicks out to Blackburn, who circles it back up top. will get to the top of the key. Now look to drive left side. Blackburn drives and has it swatted from behind by Luke Patton. And now we've got an official timeout. Well, they're going to have Noah Jackson make sure that jersey's tucked in, and so number two will take care of that issue. And Central Catholic will inbound on the baseline. 41-27, Golden Tornado in front, 5:02 to go. Inbound pass just meets the arms of Luke Patton, who sends it right back out of bounds. And so Central Catholic will do it all over again. Here's Sinkar with it now. Looking, still looking. Chucks it in deep to David Dean. Ooh. He touched it in the front court, recovered it in the back court. Not sure if that's an over and back violation or not. I don't think if he doesn't possess the ball as this play continues, and ultimately it's thrown out of bounds by Central Catholic, but the rules question of me is still wondering. I think if you don't control the ball in the front court and recover it in the back court, it's not a back court violation. We'll save that one for the official. Buller with it the other way. Ethan Martin, contact on the way up, no call. Central Catholic gets the loose ball. Now they drive the lane. That ball is rejected by Luke Patton. Maddox Clement fires one to Ethan Martin on the low block. Martin goes up. Turnaround layup is good. Maddox Clement trying to put on his best Tom Brady display. And now we'll get a technical foul. And they're going to get that technical foul against Ethan Martin, as Martin had some words for the official with his hair gel back that Jimmy Johnson would be proud. So now he will distribute the ball. Colin O'Toole will be the one to shoot these free throws. And the first one goes. So Ethan Martin will pick up the technical foul. And it will also be his first personal foul as O'Toole misses the second. I'd imagine that technical foul was going back to the previous play in which Martin was, he was hammered on the way going through. They opted not to make the call. Martin had some words for the officials, and one of the officials took exception to those words. Ball inbounded to David Dean, as now it's a 43-28 lead for the Golden Tornado. Triggers left to Blackburn, now swung along to O'Toole, who will be called for the travel. Substitutions for Central Catholic. They will have Jack Cherkis check into the game along with Brett Palmer, who checks back in. Again, 43-28, 4:18 to go in the third. Morton receives the inbound, floats a pass back to the inbounder, Luke Patton. Now Maddox Clement with the rock. Comes right side wing and hands it off to Morton. Morton drives, scoop layup. No good, but he draws the foul on the way up. He'll go to the line to shoot two. So Morton will go to the line where tonight he is 4-5, and he misses the front end of it. Ben Sarson will check back into this game for the Vikings. 4:08 to go in the third, still 43-28, Butler in front. Here comes the second for Morton. This one is good. 44-28 now, Butler leads. Ball inbounded to Cherkis, who then swings it back across to Noah Jackson. Butler showing full court pressure. They work their way through, the Vikings, that is. Sarson has it now, kicks out left. Cherkis pumps a pass, rotates back to the middle, comes right side, and then hands it off to Jackson, who floats it right back across to Cherkis. Cherkis goes high post to Sarson, turns around, has the ball deflected, but it falls back into the hands of Jackson. Jackson back to the top side key, and then we'll give it off to Ben Sarson. Sarson takes a few dribbles back and swings it along to Jackson. 1-3-1, the defense for the Golden Tornado. Maddox Clement at the top of it. Jackson circles around, gives it to Cherkis, who gets away with the travel as he shuffled his feet, but he made it very subtle, and so the Vikings will retain possession. Jackson will dribble through the defense, low block to Sarson. Scoop layup is up and in. Sarson finds the basket. Sarson with an 8-point effort tonight. 44-30, Golden Tornado in front. Morton with it quickly the other way as we get a reach foul as he was looking to drive. He did find Maddox Clement, who hit the three, but shot waved off well before that after the blocking foul against Brett Palmer, who will pick up his third, and it will be the third against Central Catholic in the half. Brian Zuban checking in for Central Catholic, a part of the starting five. Martinwell inbound, finds Luke Patton on the low block, kicks it back out to Montag. Montag to Clement. Three ball, front of the rim, no good. Rebound fought for, tipped around, and Patton tips it to Morton, who finishes with a layup, 46-30, Butler leading. Central Catholic beats the press, now goes corner to Sarson. Sarson drives, kicks out wide to Cherkis along the perimeter to Blackburn. Now underneath to Zuban, facing the long reach of Mason Montag. He tried to find a cutting Elijah Blackburn. That pass not there. It rolls out of bounds. And the Golden Tornado will take back over after the Central Catholic turnover. 2:51 to go in the third, 46-30. Butler in front. And we've got a timeout taking by... Let's see here. It's going to be a Central Catholic timeout. I figured as much, but wasn't certain, so we didn't want to come to any conclusions for the listening audience. But again, 46-30, the score. The Golden Tornado in front. They haven't surrendered the lead all night long. They haven't grown it maybe to what Matt Clement would want it to be. It's hovered around 15 points for most of the night. But Central Catholic, they're scrappy. They're well-coached. You know they won't go away. And so that's exactly what we're seeing tonight from this Viking squad. A relatively young Central Catholic team. Jack Katazanwright is a senior. Elijah Blackburn, a senior. And Maurice Shipman. Outside of that, many juniors and sophomores on this team. And Chuck Crummy not afraid to go deep into his bench either, as he's gone probably, we're looking at about 13 players have found their way into this game at some point tonight. Check that, 12. I think 12 players is my count. So the Golden Tornado will inbound at the scores table. 2:51 to go in the third. Throws it in the backcourt to Luke Patton. Patton crosses the timeline, crosses over, guarded tightly by Katanzarwright. Drives, kicks out. Clement three ball, halfway down, no good. Kreinbacher with the board. His putback does not go, but he gets his own rebound, goes up again, doesn't make it. Gets his own rebound, goes up again, and he doesn't make it as he kind of laughs it off and knows he'll have an opportunity to shoot a pair from the charity stripe. Love the hustle from the freshman Kreinbacher, who I think will develop into a very nice player for Matt Clement and this Golden Tornado team. First one from Charlie is up and in. He's got five tonight. And here comes the second. That one is good as well. Charlie with six. 2:30 to go in the third. Butler up by 18. Shipman floats a pass over to Palmer. Now they go to Katanzarwright. Corner to Sarson. Sarson puts it on the deck, feeds it back up to Shipman. Swung along to Zuban. Zuban puts it on the deck and bounces it over to Shipman. Shipman looking underneath, nothing there. And now he will find a wide open Katanzarwright, but Butler closes quickly. They reject the layup. Follow up by Palmer falls, and so now it's 48-32. Butler with it quickly the other way, and Ethan Morton sends it in with the left hand. 50-32, the Golden Tornado with a dunk. Shipman now right side wing between the legs underneath. Palmer's layup is up and in. A nice attack by Shipman and a nice feed from the senior guard. And a good finish for Palmer. He's got 8 points tonight. Golden Tornado dissect the press. Luke Patton drives and a nice right-handed layup from the junior Patton. He's got eight tonight. 52-34 the score. 1:25 to go in the third. Here's Zuban with it now. Right side wing. Crossover move. Pumps a shot from the elbow. Now we'll let it fly. This one does not go. Morton pulls down the rebound. Morton crosses half court. Works his way back to the middle. Looks to drive. Gets tangled up. And now we'll have a foul called. The one that Morton was looking for earlier, but did not get the call. So Palmer will pick up his fourth. And it will be the fifth of the half for Central Catholic. Morton will inbound as the Golden Tornado go with a box set underneath the rim. 1:12 to go in the third. 52-34. Butler in front. Martin will throw right side, finds Clement. Three ball on the way, no good. Rebound tangled up, and we'll get a held ball, and the arrow favors the Golden Tornado. Matt Clement wanted a foul from behind, but the officials say held ball. So the Golden Tornado will inbound. They find Ethan Martin, who is guarded tightly by Ben Sarson. He wants the clear out. Backing him down, goes to the low block, drives the lane, up and in. Ethan Martin having himself one heck of a quarter. 54-34, Butler in front with 50 seconds to go in the third. Shipman high post, will leave it to Sarson, who drives the lane, blocking foul by Patton and the foul. Patton was there to try to take the charge, but then he sent his body to the left side to try to get in front of Sarson. A nice call as Patton tried to sell it, but wasn't going to happen. And so Central Catholic will go to the line, and Sarson will look for the three-point play the old-fashioned way. Devin Carney will check in for Luke Patton, who does pick up his third foul. Points so far tonight for Ethan Morton. The and one is good for Ben Sarson. Vikings show full court pressure, 45.6 seconds to go in the third. Ball is inbounded to Ethan Martin, who has it nearly ripped away by Blackburn, but he's able to recover, dissects through three defenders, gets to the elbow, drives the lane, scoop layup on the way up, is knocked out of his hands by the Vikings, and so the Golden Tornado will inbound underneath the basket with 36.9 seconds to go. It will be Martin to inbound as Butler stacks them horizontally across the baseline. Trying to go to Kranebacher, not there. Morton's pass is deflected on the inbound. Hits actually part of the backboard, and so Butler will retain possession. Timeout taken by the Golden Tornado as Mac Clement wants an opportunity to draw up this inbound play. They are leading 54-37. Hey, Golden Tornado fans, remember you can always take the Golden Tornado on the road with you. Have you downloaded your WBUT mobile app yet? Just go to the iTunes Store or Google Play Store, search for WBUT, and bada boom, bada bing. You've got WBUT on your smartphone. So we'll see what the head ball coach comes up with here. Looks like he'll go with the same five, Martin, Clement, Carney, Montag, and Kranebacher. First time out of the evening, by the way, by Mac Clement. It looks like they're going to check Patton back in for this inbounds play. Or no, they won't, because the first horn sounded, and so he didn't check in time, which means he will have to remain on the bench for this one. So let's see what Butler has coming out of the 30-second timeout. It will be Maddox Clement to inbound. They go Carney. Carney puts it on the deck, swings it along to Kranebacher, now up top to Montag. Baseline to Martin, who can't corral it, throws it off a Central Catholic defender, or no, he didn't. Looks like they're giving it to the Vikings. And now one of the other officials will come in and say that ball was tipped, so the Golden Tornado will keep it. Baseline official thought it didn't hit anybody. Top official thought it did. And now we'll have another little conference between two other officials as things will try to be resolved. 25.8 seconds to go in the third. 54-37 the score. Clement will just lob it in deep to Martin. And the Golden Tornado will try to play for a last shot. So Martin versus Sarson here. You'd imagine he'll try to take him one-on-one. Crossover move by Martin. 10 seconds to go in the third. Martin will drive, splits defenders, loses it on the way up, and it will go to Central Catholic as Martin lays nearly lifeless on the floor, expecting a foul, expecting a tip. Instead, nothing there on the call. And so Central Catholic will inbound with 5.3. Shipman looking, gets it in to Synax, who then goes right back to Shipman. Shipman drives, shot at the end of the buzzer, back of the rim, no good. And so the score heading into the fourth, the Golden Tornado lead, 54-37. Butler basketball on WBUT and the Triple Live High School Sports Network.
The law offices of Dillon, McCandless, King, Coulter, and Graham offer a comprehensive range of services in civil law, litigation, corporate, labor, real estate, zoning and land use, personal injury, and municipal and school law. With offices in Butler and Cranberry, their attorneys strive to provide clients with exemplary service, meeting all of your legal needs. Call Dillon, McCandless, King, Coulter, and Graham, 724-283-2200, or visit dmkcg.com.
Butler Health System's Faster Care locations offer flu shots and urgent care treatments for minor illnesses, injuries, sprains, and more. Located at Butler Commons in Butler, Franklin Village Mall in Katanning, Malone Road in Sarver, and Innovation Drive in Slippery Rock. BHS Faster Care offers walk-in physicals for school, sports, work, and more. Faster Care, caring at the speed of your life. Visit bhsfastercare.org. Most insurances accepted, including UPMC and Highmark.
54-37, Golden Tornado in front. Tyler Friel with you on WBUT and the Trib Live High School Sports Network. Central Catholic will begin the fourth quarter with the ball moving right to left on your radio dial. Ball inbounded to Shipman. He lets a three-ball go, and he buries it. Mari Shipman with two threes tonight. 54-40 the score as we just begin things here in the fourth quarter. Morton with the ball now, rolling to his left. We'll hand it off to Devin Carney. Carney puts it on the deck. He'll give it right back to Ethan Morton, who is picked up by Catons Arright. Drives the lane. Scoop layup. No good. Kranebacher there with the board, and he is fouled on the way up. So Charlie will go to the line to shoot two. So Charlie Kranebacher sends up the first, and that one is good. He's 3 of 3 tonight from the line. Second one from Charlie, up, and it falls. So 56-40, and we've got a tripping violation against the Golden Tornado. They will assess it to Devin Carney as Elijah Blackburn was trying to get beyond the freshman. Couldn't do it as Carney stuck out a leg, and so it will be the third foul of the half for the Golden Tornado, and Carney's first. 56-40 the score after Kranebacher hits both free throws. He's a perfect 4-4 from the charity stripe tonight. Ball swung along the perimeter. Sarson has it now, and he is guarded by Luke Patton. They kick it right to Shipman. Crossover move, foul line. They've tried to go underneath. That pass is out of bounds, and the Golden Tornado will take over. Chuck Crummy kind of standing there and expecting that to be Central Catholic's ball, and I don't think he's wrong. Now Morton will cross over, gets to the top of the key, kicks out wide. Long three on the way from Maddox Clement. That is no good, but Carney there to rip down the board. Turnaround jumper fades away, no good. Clement, though, with the board as he boxes out. Canton's all right, and the Golden Tornado will get an extra possession. Here's a drive by Morton through contact. He draws the foul, and Morton will go to the line to shoot two. But Maddox Clement.
Well, committed by number five, Brett Palmer.
And that foul is against Brett Palmer, who will actually pick up his fifth. So he is done for the evening. Brett Palmer finishing the night with 5 fouls and 8 points. First one for Morton, rattles around and falls home. I've got him for 22 tonight. And again, always the friendly reminder, these stats are unofficial. I can tell you the score. The score is 58-40 after Morton hits the second. We try to do our best, not entirely certain all the scores are exactly correct for player to player. Noah Jackson drives, kicks out wide. Shipman left wide open for a three, hits the front of the rim, no good. Ben Sarson there to trail, his putback does not go. Morton with the rebound, crosses the timeline, drives the lane. Oh my goodness! Rising over top of Mari Shipman. The young kids call it posterization. Shipman the other way is fouled on the way up, but my word, Morton elevating his way through the paint, going over the top of Mari Shipman, who is listed at 6'4 in the program, and he threw it down with both hands. Wow. Luke Patton with the foul, by the way.
Number 24, making contact.
Shipman misses the first. And he buries the second. 60-41, the score. Golden Tornado in front. Morton triggers right to Montag, right side wing. Montag will drive, left-handed layup, no good. Rebound Central Catholic. Shipman with a no-look pass, finds a cutting Jack Catanzaride, who finishes at the rim. 60-43, the score. Vikings show full court pressure. Carney this time able to break it himself. He drives, scoop layup up, does not go. Fouled, though, and so Carney will go to the line to shoot a pair as well. Sarson called for the foul. Carney will hit the first. Eighth team foul, by the way, against Central Catholic. Still 5:45 to go in the fourth quarter. Butler leading 61-43, now 62-43 after Carney hits the second. 4 points tonight for the freshman. Butler showing full court pressure. Blackburn puts it on the deck, feeds it up. It's a Sincar with it. Outlet pass to Sarson, trying to back down Montag. Gets to the low block, kicks out wide. Colin O'Toole with a three. 4 points tonight for O'Toole, and a timeout taken by Chuck Crummy. 30-second timeout, so we'll keep things here. 62-46 the score. Golden Tornado in front. They're on top of Central Catholic, barring a... unforeseen tragic collapse here by the Golden Tornado. You would imagine that they will improve their record to double-digit wins on the season, get to 10-3. Still a lot of ball game left, though. Central will show full court pressure. It is man-to-man full court. Ball's inbounded to Ethan Morton, who clears out the rest of the Golden Tornado, and he'll take it himself. Crosses the timeline, looks to drive, gets to the elbow between the leg, kicks out wide to Clement. Three ball on the way, and good. Maddox Clement with 12 tonight. 65-46, Butler in front. Golden Tornado remain in full court pressure. Swung along by Central Catholic. They break the press, go corner to Blackburn. Blackburn bounces it right back up top to Jackson. Swung along baseline to Sarson. Sarson drives, reverse layup, up and in. A nice move by Ben Sarson, the junior tonight, with 13 points for Central. Morton with it now. Spin move to get by Blackburn. Gets to the top of the key, circles back around. Now finds himself on the right wing. We'll do another circle move, go to the low block, skip it out wide. Long three from Devin Carney is good. Devin Carney with 7 points tonight, 68-48. Butler in front, 4:30 to go in the fourth. Interior pass, O'Toole's pass is now tipped to Blackburn. Blackburn right side wing, swung along the perimeter. Sarson will look to drive again, and we'll get a reach foul on the floor against Mason Montag. Montag will pick up his second. It will be the sixth of the half for the Golden Tornado. Inbound pass to O'Toole. Fadeaway jumper, no good. Clement with the rebound. Clement now tangled up. We'll have to find Morton. He hands it off. Golden Tornado still being tangled up. Morton just in trouble. Finally recovers, falls on the ball, and takes a timeout. Heads up play by Morton as Clement and Morton were both in trouble in the backcourt. So it will be a 30-second timeout taken by Butler. We'll keep it here. Again, a reminder, we'll be on the air on Monday as the Seneca Valley girls team comes to the Butler Senior High School Gymnasium. Big section matchup for both teams. And we'll have that coverage beginning at 7:20 with the McDonald's pregame show. Our next boys game will be on Tuesday as Butler makes a trip to their Butler County Route 68 rival Seneca Valley Raiders. They lead by 20 right now over Central Catholic, 68-48 the score. They've had this one pretty much well in hand all night. They jumped out to a 7-0 lead and have not relinquished that lead so far tonight. Ball inbounded deep to Ethan Morton as the clock winds to 4 minutes now in the fourth. Morton splits defenders, drives, kicks out wide, but that pass is intercepted by Noah Jackson. He was trying to get it to Maddox Clement, but Jackson there to take it away. Jackson now will float a pass up to O'Toole. O'Toole goes baseline to McCarthy, who then kicks it right back to O'Toole. Cannot finish a three, but a rebound pulled in by Jackson. Finds O'Toole again, and this time O'Toole connects. He's got 7 points tonight. 68-51, Central Catholic in front. Maddox Clement with it now, finds Ethan Morton, top of the key, and a nice inside pass to Luke Patton, who finishes with an and one. As coming through was Jack Cherkis with the foul, and Luke Patton will get his 10th point of the night. Cherkis will pick up his second. Ninth against Central Catholic. Sincar will check back into this game for Central. Colby Anderson in for the Golden Tornado. We'll also see David Dean check in for Central. And here comes the and one for Patton. It is up and it is no good. Rebound Central Catholic. 70-51 the score. 3:23 to go in the fourth. Jackson kicks out left to Dean. Dean puts it on the deck, circles it back around to Cherkis. Cherkis kicks out wide to Jackson. Jackson swings it along to David. David pumps a shot, drives, now kicks out to Jackson. Swung along to Cherkis, now left side wing to Sincar. Sincar working his way to go baseline, and Colby Anderson will be called for a push foul. So Anderson will register his first foul, and it will actually send Central Catholic to the line to shoot the 1-1. It will be Anderson Sincar to shoot these shots. He's got 5 points tonight for the Vikings, but this will be his first trip to the line. First one is up and in. Sincar now with 6. Here comes the second. And that one is no good. Rebound pulled down by Anderson. They find Luke Patton with it. Patton will drive. Kick out wide to Anderson. His three ball on the way and good. Kobe Anderson with a three. 73-52. And we've got a timeout taken by the Golden Tornado, a full timeout, and the chance of Colby coming from the student section. Hey, we'll take a break, folks. 73-52, Golden Tornado in front. You're listening to Butler Basketball on WBUT and the Triple Live High School Sports Network.
What is your teenager doing this weekend? I'm District Attorney Rich Golding with a message about drug and alcohol abuse. Each year, students are exposed to new people and experiences. Opportunities present for them to be influenced to experiment with drugs or alcohol. Communication and knowledge about the effects of drugs and alcohol have many misconceptions in the minds of teens. Families think it can't happen to them, but it can. Talk and ask questions. What teens don't know can hurt them for a very long time. For more information, call 724-284-5114.
Your local McDonald's restaurants are now hiring, and they're looking for hardworking, enthusiastic individuals who want to be a part of a winning team. McDonald's believes a job is about seizing an opportunity to learn, grow, and succeed. They also offer a wide variety of benefits, such as flexibility, education, and professional skills. So if you enjoy working with people and love to learn new things, stop by your local McDonald's restaurant and apply in person, or visit McDonaldsTAM.com and click on careers. McDonald's, committed to being America's best first job.
73-52, Golden Tornado in front, and they'll return a lineup that consists of Anthony Malloy, Zach Slomers, Kevin King, Luke Patton, and Colby Anderson. 2:50 to go here in the fourth. Central triggers right to Cherkis. Cherkis finds a cutting O'Toole. O'Toole will drive, kick out wide to Dean, and then swung along the perimeter to Shipman. Shipman back to Sarson. Sarson will drive, kicks out wide. He finds O'Toole. O'Toole will put it on the deck and shovel it back across to Shipman. His bounce pass is kicked out wide by Colby Anderson. So with the violation, the Vikings will retain possession. 2:32 to go in the fourth. Do have a score at the end of the third, North Allegheny leading Seneca Valley 43-33. Ball inbounded to Shipman, who then swings it back over to David Dean. Puts it on the deck, goes right side to Cherkis, floats it back up top to Sarson. Sarson will drive. His floater is off the glass and in. Again, a nice night for Ben Sarson with 15. Patton now will try to whittle his way through defenders, finds Anthony Malloy on the wing, and Malloy buries another three. Anthony Malloy with 6 points tonight, and the Golden Tornado leading 76-54. Here's Shipman, left side wing, thought about a step back three, and instead he lost it, which means we've got a double dribble, and so the Golden Tornado will take over with 2 minutes to go. And the new Golden Tornado entering this ball game will be number 13, Dylan Pyrock. Ball is inbounded to Zach Slomers. Slomers tries to go behind the back, loses the ball, and will get called for a foul as he gave a little shove to Jack Cherkis in an attempt to get the ball. So Slomers into the books with a foul. And it will be a 1-1 for Cherkis. Now we'll see John Farkos into the game, as well as Noah Jackson for Central Catholic. Buck 55 to go here in the fourth, 76-54, Golden Tornado leading. Front end of the 1-1, rattles around, is no good. Rebound being fought for, O'Toole was able to pull it away. They swing it out wide to Dean. Dean to Jackson. Now shoveled along to O'Toole. O'Toole will swing it out wide. Dean's got it again. Dean looking to drive against Kevin King. Not there. Back out to O'Toole. Works his way to the high post. Fishes it out wide to Cherkis. Cherkis now back to O'Toole on the left side wing. Swung along the perimeter. Noah Jackson has it. Jackson top of the key. Looks to drive against Slomers. Nothing there. Good D from the junior. Picked back out by to Cherkis. Cherkis now swings it across to O'Toole, lets a three ball go. No good. Rebound pulled down by the Vikings. Now to Dean. He fires a three. And David Dean burying a shot to make it 76-57. Kevin King running the point behind the back, has the ball ripped away. And here come the Vikings again. It is O'Toole. Kicks corner. Cherkis thought about a three. Not there. Swings it along to Dean. Dean, the left-hander, floats it right back to the corner. Colin O'Toole with the pull. His shot, no good. Back of the rim. And Kevin King there with the board. Feeds it up across to Zach Slomers. Zach Slomers puts it on the deck, facing the double team, tries to shovel it along. Nothing there. Loose ball on the floor is pulled down by Malloy. Now to Anderson. Anderson back out to Malloy. 40 seconds to go, and Butler will try to go to their four-corner offense. Dylan Pyrock has it now and swings it back up top to Slomers. Slomers between the leg, nearly lost the ball, is able to recover and hand it off to Anderson. Anderson will get to the top of the key, picks up his dribble, and finds Kevin King. 25 seconds to go now. King fakes the drive, swings himself back out across, gets to the top of the key, fires a pass over to Malloy. Malloy with the spin move on O'Toole. Drives, finds King wide. King lets a three ball go. Front of the rim, no good. Rebound pulled down by Central Catholic. Central Catholic will run the floor. Dean has it, and the ball is thrown out of bounds by the Vikings. And so with 5.6 seconds to go, Golden Tornado will take over, and they will come away with a win here tonight. Still full court pressure from Central. Zach Slomers will heave it deep. He finds Colby Anderson. Anderson will hold on to this ball, and we've got a final score, 76-57. The final, Butler taking down Central Catholic. We'll come back to recap it next right here on WBUT and the Triple Live High School Sports Network.
Whether you're a competitive athlete or a weekend warrior, any injury that keeps you on the sidelines should be treated by a sports medicine expert. Tri-Rivers Musculoskeletal Centers offers sports medicine specialists right here in Butler to get you back to enjoying the activities you love. Doctors Rob Waltrip, Josh Zabo, and John Richmond have trained with some of the biggest names in orthopedic sports medicine and use their expertise to treat you. Tri-Rivers accepts most major insurance plans, including both Highmark and UPMC. Learn more at TriRiversMSK.com. Tri-Rivers Musculoskeletal Centers, partnering with the Butler our community for more than 20 years.
With Z-Bart, it's us or rust since 1959. Z-Shield paint protection, Z-Gloss paint coating, Aquapel rain repellent, auto detailing, window tinting, rust protection, truck accessories, remote starters, and auto glass replacement. Z-Bart, located in McKeesport, is there for all matters of protecting the look and accessories to your vehicle. Learn more about the products at zbart.com, spelled Z-I-E-B-A-R-T.com.
Casey's Carpet can handle any of your flooring needs. Family owned and operated for 28 years, Casey's Carpet has the experience you're looking for. Carpet installs, luxury vinyl, ceramic tile, stone, porcelain tile, and hardwood. Award-winning flooring and install from Casey's Carpet. Open Monday through Saturday. Visit Casey's Carpet in North Versailles or caseyscarpet.com. If you want to do your part for a healthy environment and recycling, then consider Environmental Coordination Services and Recycling. ECSNR assists with recycling health and safety for commercial, residential, and academic sectors. This includes consulting for hazardous